MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Up to 3 million acres of public land in New Mexico would be eligible for sale according to the federal reconciliation bill currently making its way through the Senate. U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management land in several places in southern New Mexico, such as Alamogordo, Cloudcroft, Tularosa, Carlsbad, Ruidoso, and Las Cruces, will be eligible for the sale. Land across Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming would be on the block to be sold. On Monday, several hundred people gathered outside the El Dorado Hotel in Santa Fe, where the Western Governors Association meeting was being held, to protest the potential sale. Possible areas where the public land could be sold includes parts of the Sandia Mountains, the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks, and parts of the Gila and Santa Fe National Forest. There has been no word from New Mexico lawmakers if a bill could be introduced in the next legislative session for the state to purchase any federal land put up for sale. And the Chavez County Sheriff's Office said Sunday flooding in Roswell not only brought damage, but also brought out rattlesnakes. Officials are warning residents to use extreme caution when near flooded bridges. The Sheriff's Office said any moisture during this time of year attracts rattlesnakes because it's unusually dry. And showers and storms are moving through the state Tuesday and Wednesday, this leading to an extreme risk of burn scar flash flooding around the Ruidoso area and flash flooding in other areas. Potentially catastrophic and life-threatening flash flooding will be possible in the Ruidoso area from the burn scar flooding through Wednesday morning. Showers and storms will continue to bring a risk of heavy rainfall across southern, eastern, and central New Mexico most of the day on Wednesday and should end Wednesday night, giving the state a chance to dry out. Isolated afternoon rain and thunderstorm chances will be lower through Friday across the state, but isolated afternoon storms are likely. Drier weather returns for most of the state this weekend, but there will be enough moisture in place to bring isolated afternoon storm chances. Make sure you have a way of receiving weather alerts. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.